This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've got a Cakes Classic update for tomorrow night at MGM National Harbor.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's not a great update. Brian Mitchell, who was the scheduled special guest bounty, is not able to appear because he last minute was basically asked by the Commanders to come cover the practice up in New England, which is on Wednesday, the same day of the event, because he's calling the game Friday night for TV. So B. Mitch will not be able to play in the upcoming Cakes Classic tomorrow night.
Okay.
So I'm currently scrambling a little bit.
You need a sub.
Trying to find a replacement at this point.
Well,
so some behind the scenes maneuvering is happening.
Well, I mean, I think you'll come up with somebody.
I might.
Maybe a former Redskin.
Possibly. It's possible.
Maybe. Could you come up with another former Cap?
Former Capital?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. It was supposed to be like a Commanders theme thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I'm efforting behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But there are no sure things.
There's no sure things.
Let me just put it out there. It might just be me as the bounty tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Right.
There might be a last minute fill in
jersey.
I just wear Skins jersey.
Yeah, why not? You honor the team. Whatever.
Sure. Maybe I could do that. I'll wear my Crick jersey.
Yeah.
But I will be a guest bounty tomorrow night. Hopefully, there will be a last minute fill in.
And what time does that
trying
start?
To work
that starts
on that.
At 7, right?
7:15.
7:15, yeah.
Yes, tomorrow night.
All right, well, good luck on that.
Thank you.
Look at my headphones. Look at that.
I mean, we've been talking about it for months.
Look at Big.
I know. It's just what you do.
It's tradition now. I mean, I've got to keep
How long have you had that
these.
Pair of headphones, by the way?
I don't even know. It's got to be 15 years. Does that sound right? You think these were out 15 years ago?
I thought, weren't you wearing the new ones recently?
Yeah, but they hurt my ears. They don't feel as good. They don't have the cushiony thing.
You like that cushion.
This feels a lot better.
I understand.
And it sounds better. I'm telling you, even though they look like they were made in 1982.
They look like Maypops.
They are. Like. They kind of look like Maypops. But they sound really good.
Yeah.
And they just kind of, they're squeezing out of the bottom of
it's.
See that?
Yeah,
I mean, look.
They look like headphones that you would find at a yard sale.
Look at that.
I don't understand how that's still functional,
and
but a decent pair. I'm not saying you have to spend like $300.
Oh,
but
I've got tons of new ones in here.
None of them compare to
the look, got a brand new, remember the guy, that guy Mike, the listener, sent me a brand new pair.
Don't you have another pair of Bose that are out like in Guy carries around 100 spare headphones.
I don't know.
Won't use them.
Why don't you just give us those? I actually don't want the ones with batteries.
Look, I got these are basically brand new.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
These are definitely brand new.
Yes.
Right.
These haven't even been opened.
Don't you have another silver pair, like in a case? You're a headphone hoarder.
And look.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Look at this. Valdez, look at this.
This is unbelievable.
He's got $1,000 worth of headphones.
Valdez, look at this.
That he doesn't use.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
Basically all brand new.
I mean, I thought I was a hoarder.
And I don't go to any of them. I just wear these.
I just don't understand. Are you carrying those in here every single day?
Yes. Carry them every day because they're in both of my bags.
Why on earth would you do that? Just
I'm
in case.
You, those two don't feel as good on my ears. They hurt my ears. Like the cushion's mm-hmm. too hard. It doesn't feel as good on my ears.
Well, why don't you sell those and then buy a pair that actually feels good on your tender ears?
Well, does anybody want to buy them?
I don't know.
No.
I'll sell them.
Hey, it's Swap Shop, Valdez.
I'm going to keep at least one just for, you know, emergency.
Yeah, just for an emergency. In case of emergency, break the glass.
But I just thought you guys would find that amusing.
I do find it amusing.
I've got three brand new pairs, and I'm going to the old
schools.
You're
the complete opposite of JP. JP has, like, I think one pair of, like, Apple earbuds from 12 years ago.
And that's it.
And you and Jason has like four pair of brand new Bose that he's not using.
Not using. Right.
So you guys,
I don't know how much those are. What do you think those are?
Oh, at least a couple hundred bucks
each. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you remember, was it Friday? Whatever it was last week when
we had the Ripper?
We had Rip in studio. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Thursday.
He was awesome, by the way.
He was great. It's always nice to talk old skins with him.
And,
you know, he's up to date on what's going on currently.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in town doing a bunch of things, some charity. He also was in town because the 91 team was like a team of distinction in the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame. And they inducted like seven or eight people, right?
Yeah.
Elena Beard, Mia Hamm, Rich Svatkin from Georgetown, who we know, Craig Lachlan, of course, obviously, for everything he's done with the Caps, mm-hmm. playing and broadcasting.
Yep.
And then Johnny Dawkins, Alonzo Mourning. It was really nice.
Jim Larrañaga.
Big
names.
It looked like they were at Nats Park, right?
Yes.
Where they did the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you ever look it up, I mean, the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame, oh, my God. There's like a million people in there, and you know where I'm going with this, Cakes.
I think I know exactly where you're going.
I mean
when is our induction date?
When do we get
is what
to
you're saying.
I mean, there's like a million people in there, and if you get, they're not all athletes. There's a lot of like journalists, broadcasters.
Radio guys, yeah. Rich Schlocken.
Marty Aronoff, Ken Beatrice.
I would guess Frank Herzog has to be in there.
I haven't seen it yet. Andrew Beyer. Christine Brennan,
yep.
Obviously the iconic Glenn Brenner,
mm-hmm.
Charlie Brotman, James Brown, all these guys.
George
deserving.
Michael has to be in there.
George Michael's in there. Yep. Buck Hantz is in there.
Deserved.
I'm just going through this and I'm going, where are the junks? Feinstein's in there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. John. Glenn Harris. I mean, what are we doing here, guys?
You know what? We just have to buy
Johnny
our time.
Holiday. All these guys are legends.
Yep.
Not diminishing them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, what are we doing?
Saying the junks might belong.
I mean, there's some big names in there too.
There definitely
there are.
I mean,
there
massive
are.
Names
for sure. I'm just saying, Cakes.
I'm gonna be sure to wear my Surfside visor when I'm inducted.
Yeah.
Just a tilt drab. The send drab over the edge.
I'll wear my broke ass headphones.
Yeah, Paul Rabel's in there.
Yeah. Very good.
Paul Rabel's in there. Mo Siegel from the old Washington Times. George Solomon. I mean, I love George. George was like an editor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, come on. What are we doing?
I mean, I think there could be a place for us.
It was established in 1980, I think, the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame.
Right. Warner Wolf. I love Warner Wolf.
Yeah, Warner Wolf was great.
Let's go to the videotape. That old bit.
Warner Wolf was awesome.
What are we going to take to get some respect around here, Cakes?
No, you know what? We're not.
Would
just,
you finally not... feel respected? If they came to you and said, you know what, for your 30th anniversary, we're going to put you in a D.C. Sports Hall of Fame.
That would be
you,
a nice
would you feel,
that'd be a nice acknowledgement.
Would you feel close to death?
Feel close to death.
When they put you in the Hall of Fame, it means it's...
I don't. Yeah, I mean...
That's about the last stop.
Mm-hmm. You saw Mike McDaniel's quote yesterday, right?
I heard he had a weird quote.
He's kind of stealing. Valdez, can you find the Mike McDaniel's quote at the beginning of his presser yesterday?
I heard he had a weird one. Kind of out of nowhere.
When I saw it, I felt like he was kind of stealing our bit.
Yeah.
It's a good bit to steal.
Some sort of morbid quote?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely morbid. But it was funny. It made me laugh. A kind of a weird way
for... Stand corrected. Good morning. False. Great morning. Let's go.
Why great?
Hmm?
What makes this one great?
Because we're another day closer to death.
That's my guy.
Why does that make it great? He's looking forward to dying.
I don't know.
He's just being honest and realistic.
He's just talking about
being genuine. Another day closer to death, but that doesn't make it a great. I guess
I think he's saying like just appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great day,
right?
Because each day is just a march into oblivion,
right? Yeah.
So appreciate the day that you have that's in front of you.
Right.
It's not a good
make
day.
Make the day last.
Today is a great day, is what he's saying. It's not a good day.
Make the day last.
Yes. Get
that's
everything
you
can out of it. Yeah. Don't waste it. Now, I say that, but then I'm going to go home and I'm going to literally waste 80 minutes of it drooling on my couch.
Oh, you can't wait to nap?
I mean, I just know I'm going to. That I don't feel like is taking full advantage of the day.
When you feel like you're wasting part of the day when you nap?
I feel like I need it. But I also feel like it's wasteful.
Well, what did you do yesterday that required you to stay up so late? Is there anything that you did that?
No,
you just
of course not.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about like I always feel the need to catch up on sleep, but then I feel like I'm wasting.
Did you
that
stay up late for anything?
I
was like nothing worth staying up for.
No. Yeah. I went to bed probably at 9:30.
But still, 80 minutes.
Still, just beats me down. Like just waking up beats me down.
Right. I just OD'd.
Waking up, it hurts.
Yeah.
Physically hurts at 4 o'clock.
I just OD on caffeine. Just power through the day.
I do the same.
Heart racing.
I mean, I also feel like, Valdez, I feel like you're failing me of late because I feel like your coffee consumption has gone down a lot. Are you making a concerted effort not to drink more coffee of late? Because I feel like every day...
I have a coffee when I drive in, and I have one of these big ones, and... By the time I finish it,
are you not doing
I just
as
feel
much
like the
though?
Pot.
It's 8:30.
I feel like that.
I mean, it's a full thing of coffee.
Oh, there's probably 5 cups in there.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like you're not pulling your coffee weight of late.
Why is that? Because
there's always coffee left like the next day when I come in to make the fresh pot.
Normally it's not like that.
Yeah, like I think Valdez is on like a health kick or something. I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it.
I drink plenty of coffee. I have full I have about 16 ounces on the ride in.
Maybe I'm the one that's slacking.
16 ounces on the ride in, and this has got to be 20 ounces of coffee.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I have 36 ounces of coffee a day.
Okay. Just feel like there's room for a little more.
That looks like 5 cups, that big-ass thing you have.
Maybe Mike Barney's like hopping on the pot. I don't know.
I'm a strictly Keurig guy. Like, I don't think in my entire life I've made a pot of coffee.
Well, you're missing out. I mean, Keurig is great, but that's just a single shot. Like, if you want volume... You need to make. You need
realize
to,
how wasteful that is too. That you need
like
those
man.
Little pods.
I feel like it's more wasteful if you're throwing out coffee, like he just said, though.
Mm. No, but I have evolved over the year. Like if I see that I'm not going to drink all of the coffee during the day, I'll pour it into a big cup and stick it in the fridge, and then I've got iced coffee for later.
You're not wasting it. Yeah.
I try not to waste it.
Yeah.
Do you get the same pleasure in iced coffee as you do? Because
a lot of people love iced coffee.
Yeah.
Love it. Love all of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not an iced coffee guy.
I love it all.
No chance.
Give me iced coffee. Give me hot coffee. Give me iced coffee with some cold foam on top. That's one of my latest kicks. It's delicious. You should try it if you haven't.
I don't know if I'll ever drink coffee.
You've gone this far. You don't need it.
I don't think I ever will.
Yeah. The only thing is it's good for you. It helps you poop.
What percentage of people drink coffee? It seems like it's a high effing
70%.
A lot.
Yeah.
I'd say 70.
You're talking in the United States?
Yeah, just especially males. I just see.
I mean, 50%, 60%.
Yeah, it's got to be at least that.
It's huge business.
Yeah.
Big business.
I don't think I'll ever drink coffee.
Well, that's fine.
I just never liked it.
Some people have disdain for it. They don't like the taste.
So yesterday, I was on a golf course. I was making a mockery of the back nine. I was just like in a depression.
Mm-hmm, just in a funk.
And then I saw my buddy was calling me, and he typically doesn't call me in the afternoon. And then I realized, damn it, I was supposed to go to D. Smith's book release party last night.
You spaced it?
Dude, I didn't put it in my calendar.
Mm, that'll do it.
If I don't put it in my calendar, it's not going to happen.
I believe that.
It's just not going to happen. Yeah. And I didn't put it in my calendar, and then I had to text D, and my buddy told me D was bummed that I wasn't there.
Oh, man, you let down your friend.
I let down my friend.
You let down your pal.
I let down my friend, and he's doing all the PR stuff. This is like what it's real. It's coming now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
sure.
It's out there. Yeah. Book's getting a lot of run. He's doing a lot of high-profile interviews.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So he's going to come on. He's going to be with us. I think he's going to be with us on Friday.
Oh, is he bringing copies? That'll be my bung bung yep, beach.
That'll be your beach book. Where was it?
Jason, I was somewhere.
Was that at a restaurant?
Or somewhere in Bethesda or something. I don't know. I knew it was coming up, and I kept like saving the email, and it just life goes by, and I just spaced
it. You got in your after work routine,
and I felt bad. I just sent a text. I was like, no excuses, dude.
Yeah.
I effed up.
You fumbled it.
I fumbled it.
It happens.
And the thing is Dee's been talking about this book and this book release for over a year.
Yeah.
For over a year.
Mm-hmm.
I kept getting invites. And I just, you know how you get all these invites and you know what it is? You're just like, yeah, I'll get to that. Mm-hmm. I'll get to that. And I just didn't write
it. Well, now you have to do a make good. Now you've got
What's the make good?
Well, I think your make good at a minimum is you take a great picture of the book, put it on your Instagram.
Something
along those lines.
Yeah.
You got to make good is in order.
You were looking for somebody for your poker tournament. Boom, get D.
I mean,
get D to be a guest bounty.
He would be a great last minute replacement if he's available.
If he's in town.
That's the problem. I just don't know who's available on short notice.
I feel like he's always busy. He's always busy for sure.
Yeah. And he's already thinking about what the next thing he's going to do now. What's his book projects behind him?
Yeah.
You know, he teaches.
Mm-hmm.
I think he only does that.
He's so accomplished.
He's so accomplished.
So accomplished, and I've accomplished nothing.
He's so driven.
Yeah. He probably has great stories.
He's the most driven.
Great stories in the book.
Yeah. Well, he'll tell us about some of them.
Yeah.
But he's so driven. He made so much money, and yet all he wants to do is just keep doing stuff.
Yeah. If I made as much money as D made.
Yeah.
I would not be looking forward to doing any more stuff. I would only be doing the stuff that I wanted to do when I wanted to do
it. No, he wants to do stuff.
On my schedule.
Yeah, he wants to do stuff.
Yeah, well, it's all right, man. You know, you get older, you start forgetting everything.
I just feel bad. I just feel bad. You know, you have to apologize to somebody, you know.
Well, you'll make it up to him.
I don't really know if I can, but it's fine.
I think you'll make it up to him.
Anyway, D will be on with us on Friday. And then we'll promote.
Is he going to be in studio?
He's always welcome. I didn't even clarify with him.
Okay, all right.
I just said, dude, we'll get you on. We'll promote the book. I botched it. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I messed up.
Then you feel bad. You're guilty, but you got some guilt about it.
I just had to own it. So anyway.
Well, we'll take care of it. Yeah. He'll be fine. He'll forget about it too.
No, I know he didn't really care, but he kind of cared. Kind of cared. I let him down.
Yeah. He was waiting for his friend to show up, and his friend was just on hole 17 at Norbeck.
His friend let him down. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well,
Sometimes that happens.
His friend's taking advantage of the weather. I mean, it's low 80s. Yeah, he's got to take advantage of it.
It would have mattered. It could have been a 40.
He broke the hot streak.
I probably would have been out there anyway.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll be joined by the general manager of the UNC football program, Mike Lombardi. He'll talk NFL with us coming up at 8 o'clock here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.